Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Roth.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. It's your sports bros. Hope you're having a good day. It's Rop. That's me. And Jason Sakanic right over there, guys.
Sorted.
Mike Lynch is here.
Go Beavers. How about that?
We're having a good time today. Hi, Mike.
Mike's in a better mood. Yesterday he was pretty cranky.
He was being a little bitch.
Yeah, he had his cranky pants on.
True story.
There's a lot of tension between you two. I don't
know
what was going on, but
it's better today. We've had sex.
Yeah. I mean, that usually solves it, right?
It solves a lot of problems, yeah.
Tension breaker. It's 2021. It's okay.
Coming up, we'll have a few thoughts on the transfer of Tyler Shuck. Would the Seahawks really trade Russell Wilson?
There seems to be more buzz around that, man. I mean, at least teams are calling.
Yeah. Half the league is calling.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's only half the league.
We'll have the latest on Tiger Woods, but because what happened to him today is bananas.
Oh, don't worry. Just turn to the Golf Channel. They will be giving you round-the-clock coverage with no new information.
Now, coming up tonight in the club, did you see the woman who got the lung transplant?
I did.
And then the new lungs had the Rona?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Talk about like the worst luck possible.
Oh, my God.
Hey, congratulations on the new heart. Oh, by the way, it's got heart disease.
And by the way, she died.
You're like, what?
They gave her new lungs, and they had the Rona, and she died.
There's some sort of screening process for that? We're just willy-nilly handing out lungs?
Crap. We have to talk about El Chapo's wife. She got arrested.
What is she up to?
She got arrested. She was in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's ballsy.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know El Chapo was hitched.
Oh, yeah. She's super hot. She's like 31.
Well, I mean, look.
Hello.
What's more likely? The NFL quarterback to not have a smoking hot, super young wife, trophy girlfriend, whatever, or the drug kingpin, right? I would assume that the drug kingpin, like, that's prereq, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's why you become
pretty standard
a king, like a drug kingpin.
Look, we've all seen the movies.
Yeah.
He better have a hot young wife.
Yeah, I'd be a little disappointed.
Who's also a badass. And apparently she is. I guess she's been in the Sinaloa cartel since she was a kid. Like, she knows the inner workings of the cartel.
Mm.
And they're saying that she might squawk because she has twin daughters back in Mexico.
Oh, boy.
And so she may do everything that it takes to get out of the, you know, to get some other guys put behind bars and get back to her kids.
Well, I'm guessing, though, like...
Oh, what the hell she was doing in the U.S., though? That's real dumb.
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm guessing that ratting out that cartel, that's probably not good for
her. Well, of course not, but she would have to go into witness protection.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if you're getting back to the kids. You may bring your kids here and...
She's just going
to
bail, man.
You're going to live a different...
She'll be living in Idaho.
I was going to say...
You'll never know.
Be up in Duluth or whatever, being the one non-white person there.
Anyway... that's later. That's in our 6 to 7 hour. We call it the club. Now, a quick note. Today, we're burying the lead because there has been a 1080 The Fan lineup change announcement.
Yes.
It was announced today, this morning on our morning show.
Feeling inadequate that we don't have a major announcement, but just saying.
Well.
Couldn't come up with something for us, like nothing. Like Mike got a new hat or I don't know. You shave your beard. We could have no announcements.
I thought about shaving it the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah, but I just trimmed it.
It has been.
I cannot picture you without a beard.
I know. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I did it in Italy. When I was in Italy, I had a mustache. But,
and I'm so bummed we didn't even get to see that.
Well, no. You know, that was for my and my wife's eyes only.
I understand.
And the Potters. They were there.
I got to see a little bit of the beefcake.
But I thought about it and then I thought, yeah, forget it. Anyway, we were talking. Okay, so the new fan lineup begins Monday.
Yes.
This coming Monday. And it's going to be Dirt and Sprague. A well-deserved move to big-time radio money of the mornings. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be on from 6 to 9. Then it's going to be Colin Cowherd in his normal time slot. And then the new noon to 3 show will be Dusty Hera with producer Will Darkins and the new co-host. I told you there was another little tidbit here.
Although, look, we're bearing the lead. The true star of the program, I mean, whose name comes first?
Wait, me?
Well, you are the star of this program. Clearly, it's Isaac. But in this new
show... I'm not the star of the midday show?
No, you are not. But the star of the...
I don't know what they're calling. I mean, somebody said it was AJ and Dusty?
I told you that, yes. It's AJ and Dusty.
I don't remember what order you said.
AJ
first.
And Dusty.
Alphabetical order.
She's already twice the man that Dusty will ever be. She's dominated him.
So they've hired AJ McCord from Coin Television. And she is going to be coming on. And I said, so she'll be doing a show with Dusty and Will every day from noon to 3. Check it out beginning Monday. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great hire. I love the fact that they have a female sports voice in town now.
It's about time this sausage party got broke up after 25 years. It's our own fabulous sports babe.
I made the statement earlier that I believe this is the first full-time sports radio female host in town.
You're tripping over that one where you couldn't quite...
Well, Ann Schatz, I don't know if Ann Schatz ever had a full-time sports show. Mm. She's been on the radio, but I
don't know if she had a daily show.
AJ will be on every day.
Yes.
In addition to her Coin Television duties. But sales guy Kurt reminded me there was a failed experiment of a sports female in the market.
Really?
A wonderful woman who had a show for... I don't think it lasted more than 2 months. It was kind of a train wreck. But you don't remember?
I don't.
It wasn't that long ago.
I got nothing. I don't remember.
Katie Brown.
Katie Brown had one?
Yep. Katie Brown did a show with Kenny Vance.
I do remember.
For a brief moment in time.
I do remember that on a different station.
It didn't sound like it went all that well, although I don't know. But it didn't last long.
No.
So AJ wouldn't technically be the first. But I think she's going to be the best. I think she's got an opportunity to kill it.
She's like 1 and 1A.
Great personality. You're going to love her.
It's like Neil and Buzz, right? You were right there.
She's kick-ass.
Yes.
So that starts on Monday. All right. Are we ready to go with the hot five, you guys?
I think we are. Now that all the big announcements are out of the way.
Hey, we haven't had a lineup change in a while. Don't you think?
Yeah, it has been a while.
It's been several years.
Yeah. And by the way, there could be more news coming.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Not this show. Again, I would like to point out that we get nothing. But there's other things that are in the works. Yes.
You care to...
I can't. I can't talk about it. But this is not me, like, just, you know, being me. There are other things that are in the works.
We bringing in Dwight Janes?
And his hats? I don't think we're bringing in Dwight. I think his hat is going to host a nightly show after us. Not sure which one. It's possibly the backwards Kangol hat or the Indiana Jones. I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway, I don't know what you're talking about, but hopefully something cool. And right now it's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
It's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
Little Nick Saban for you there. Guys.
Number five.
Okay, where do we begin? There is a report that 1/3 of NFL teams have called the Seahawks about the availability of one Russell Wilson.
Yeah, while Seattle is not inclined to accept any offers, the scuttlebutt is that the starting price tag would be not one, not two, but thrice first round picks. Mm. And that's the starting point. Yeah. I don't think he goes anywhere unless he wants to, unless he really tries to force his way out. But anytime there's any sort of crack in the armor, teams are going to explore. I just don't know if you're Russell Wilson. What other situation are you going to find that's a better one than you have in Seattle? It doesn't make any sense to me. This isn't Deshaun Watson wanted out of Houston.
Maybe he and, is it Sierra?
You are correct.
Maybe they want a bigger, flashier market.
It's possible. Although Seattle's a top 10 market.
I know, but maybe he wants a flashier market, or maybe he wants a better offensive line.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
We'll see if they address that. You know, KJ Wright's hitting free agency, and he says he wants to be back, but he's not going to take a discount. So
number four.
Russ is under contract for the next three seasons. Home games added to the Oregon basketball schedule. They will play Arizona and UCLA Monday and Wednesday of next week. No times yet, but you'll hear him here on The Fan. A good little coaching hire by Mario Cristobal today, they announced. It could fly under the radar, but they picked up former Arizona defensive coordinator Marcel Yates. He is now a Duck. He was hired as their secondary coach and pass game coordinator. After being let go in Tucson, he spent last season with Tim DeRuiter at Cal. But he played at Boise State and spent a lot of years at Boise State. And so, good little hire.
Last two seasons, good little hires for Oregon in their coaching ranks.
Yeah, good little hire.
Now you make the argument that, you know, that it's as much of a blow as Avalos was leaving. A lot of people, including, you know, Dave Bartu, thinks this is an upgrade. And certainly Moorhead was an upgrade.
Wait, what's an upgrade? DeRuiter?
Yeah, DeRuiter from Avalos.
Yeah, but Marcel Yates is a guy who was a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and you're adding him to the staff.
And he's also spent time at Texas A&M. He's with Sumlin at A&M. Like, he's got a lot of experience.
Absolutely.
Good hire.
Number three.
Blazers were rolled by 32 last night in Phoenix. They are back at it tonight in Denver. It will be a TNT game. Now, the Nuggets have lost 3 of 4. They are without two starters and two reserves. They will not have Paul Millsap nor Gary Harris. Also, Jermichael Green and P.J. Dozier are out.
Little note here that since the 2001 season, the place where the Blazers have the worst record is Denver.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What's the record?
I'll look it up. I saw it on Twitter. It wasn't good.
They never fare well there.
Well, and again, anytime Denver or Utah, either one of those places on a back-to-back with the altitude, that's a tough sled. Although, you know, not a lot of guys played big minutes last night because, well, they were getting slaughtered.
The Rockets have waived Boogie Cousins, known as DeMarcus.
There was some scuttlebutt with L.A. waving Quinn Cook that there could be a reunion there, but it seemed like that kind of was, you know, that was short-lived, and then people were saying that's not a thing.
I guess Boogie didn't like his playing time in Houston. He averaged 10-8, backing up Christian Wood. He's already been linked to the Lakers. Number two, the NBA All-Star Reserves announced Damian Lillard is back for his 6th All-Star appearance, albeit as a reserve. He will be joined on the West squad by Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, Rudy Gobert, Zion Williamson, Donovan Mitchell, and Paul George.
So far, it's seemingly the national reaction, the biggest snub from either conference is Devin Booker. Even LeBron was tweeting about that, saying no one gets more disrespect than Devin Booker, although Anthony Davis won't play in the game, so it should be a spot opened up, and he may end up getting the nod.
Of course, the reserves are chosen by the league's coaches. In the East, it will be James Harden, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Julius Randle, Nikola Vukovic, Ben Simmons, and Zach LaVine.
Kind of cool. We got a couple first-timers there out East, some of the young pups.
Yeah. Julius Randle, I think, is his first. Is
Julius
his first
Randle.
Zach LaVine.
Yeah, and LaVine. Is this Tatum's first?
Probably Jaylen Brown's first.
Yeah. Might be Tatum's. Well, he may have made it before.
Oh, I think he made it last year.
Did he make it last year?
Number one.
I don't know.
Number one.
Number one.
And number one, golfing great, Tiger Woods. You may know him as golf greatness.
I do know him as golf greatness.
He's given us plenty of sports joy over the years. A very scary moment this morning. He was hospitalized after a single car rollover accident. He was in L.A. This happened at about 7:12 a.m. He was driving near Rolling Hills Estates in Rancho Palos Verdes. He had to be removed from the vehicle. It was previously reported that they had to use the jaws of life, but then that was like,
They used a pry bar and got him out of the windshield.
He reportedly suffered multiple leg injuries that required immediate surgery. He was conscious.
Yeah, they're now saying that a shattered ankle, 2 leg fractures, one of them was compound.
He was not intoxicated, or at least they're saying he did not show any signs of intoxication. The LA Times law enforcement sources said the car was traveling at a high rate of speed and rolled several times after he lost control. There were no other people or automobiles involved. His car sustained major damage. They are investigating, but it just sounds like he was late for something that he had to get up for in the morning.
Speeding.
And it was a tough little spot stretch of road that they say there's a lot of accidents if you're going too fast. He lost control of the car, and he is going to live, but multiple leg surgeries.
Yeah, there was an LA Times reporter was saying that this particular stretch of road, there's a couple sneaky corners that come up on you pretty quick that it's hard to spot, and that there is a pretty steep downhill grade there. And like you said, this is a spot where accidents do occur quite a bit. So, you know, from the look of it, I mean, I know that it's bad when you're talking about a shattered ankle and a compound fracture and you hope for the best, but you know, they said that the guy familiar with the treatment said that their doctors saying he was lucky to be alive with the severity.
Well,
if you look at where he went, where he started to lose control versus where he ended up, that is a serious rollover accident here.
Yeah, and he's going to an event with Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees, I guess.
Yeah.
He's been with a bunch of celebs out in LA. He was with Dwayne Wade yesterday.
Yeah, he was posting. He had some videos out there.
But apparently he was late. He was running late.
Yeah.
Coors Light brings you the Hot 5 at 5. Live sports are back and always better with an ice cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Okay. Tyler Shuck, Russell Wilson, JJ Watt, so much. Stay there. This is The Fan.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
A little Tiger Woods nugget here. What'd you say? Broken ankle.
Broken ankle, 2 leg fractures, and they said one of them was a compound fracture. So obviously the bone out.
Knowing what you know about injuries, take a stab at what that means golf wise. I mean, I don't know what that means.
Is
that 8 months and he could be?
To the extent of this, I don't know. I mean, when you're dealing with a compound fracture, that's the one, right? I mean, I heard the guy said shattered ankle. That's more than just, you know, a minor, you broke your ankle. I've had a broken ankle and was, you know, surgery and a cast and I was fine in a couple of months. Shattered ankle? Are you talking about total reconstruction? Are you talking about fusing the joint? I don't know. And when you hear compound fracture, that's the one that gets spooky because then you get into Alex Smith sort of territory. When you talk about a fractured leg and the fact that he went right into surgery, are you talking about nerve damage? Are you talking about blood supply? I mean, those are all things that are way, way scarier when you're talking about a compound as opposed to a normal fracture. So there's no way to know. Are you having a rod put in there? I mean, you just don't know. But that's the one.
All right.
Alex Smith had a compound fracture of his leg.
Could have been worse.
And look at that. So we just don't know.
Could have been worse. Now, I've got this from TMZ. Do you want more? One of my first thoughts when this crash happened this morning was, oh, man, that's in L.A.
Yeah.
And that means that the paparazzi types, the TMZ types, are going to be all over this.
Sure. I mean, they did have
have
a drone flying over the crash really, really soon.
And so sometimes with that comes more sensationalism than you would normally get. Although you did point out the guy at CNN said...
Yeah, he wasn't surprised.
He wasn't surprised because of Tiger's history.
Yeah, he immediately went to the, you know, wild speculation. There were a lot of people that
straight to the pills.
Wildly speculating about that. And then we got into this, he did that interview with Jim Nantz at the Genesis, and people were like, well, he was pilled out then. Clearly he was out of it.
Now, before the wreck happened, there were people pointing out Tiger's appearance on that tournament. I don't know if he saw it.
No, I didn't.
But
I saw some of the clips of him with Jim Nantz.
Well, that's what I mean.
Okay,
a lot of people were speculating that he was soused.
I did not notice anything, but I can't. But again, tell you that I was particularly watching that super close.
So here's more. I don't know what this means, but TMZ is reporting Oliver Conte, a member of the crew working on the TV show Grown-ish, recounted to TMZ on video what the director said about Tiger Woods nearly hitting his car just before 7 a.m. TMZ has learned Tiger was staying at a hotel where a major network television show was being shot. Production sources tell TMZ when the director arrived just before 7 a.m., Tiger was driving his SUV very fast and he was leaving the property and almost hit the director's car. The director was shaken enough to tell production staff about it after he had parked. A crew member who saw Tiger as he got into his SUV at the hotel tells TMZ, once Tiger got in his vehicle, there was a delay in driving off. We're told his SUV was blocked by another car that was loading luggage. He appeared agitated and impatient. The crew member says, once the delay was over, Tiger took off fast. Golf Digest says Tiger was scheduled to arrive at Riviera Golf Course at 7:30 for a shoot. He was reportedly going to give Drew Brees lessons. The issue is Riviera is at least an hour drive from the resort where Tiger was staying. So you get the picture.
Yeah, that he was running late. And this would go along with the narrative of they said that this was a speed was certainly involved in this crash.
Yeah, and he's not from, I mean, he lives in Florida.
Yep.
So he wasn't necessarily familiar with the
And this was a
the
dice,
route.
This was a dicey spot, downhill, a lot of curves, high rate of speed. And, you know, again, we'll find out more details. I'm sure there'll be an investigation, but the sheriff's department did say at the time that there was no signs of any sort of impairment, even though, again, a lot of people wildly jumped to that speculation, which, again, I just thought the coverage was pretty bad today.
Sadly, it was pretty typical, though.
Yeah.
Of all these kind of breaking news stories.
Yeah. You know, and then at the end of the day, look, this was a serious thing where, you know, they said that someone familiar with the treatment said that the doctor was saying he was lucky to be alive. And when you see the severity of the crash, I mean, at the end of the day, I get that he's a famous guy, but you know, he's a dad and you know, he's a human being. And this there's a lot more things going on right now than, than golf and. Give the guy the benefit of the doubt here and wait until we get some more details. It's like when these things happen now, it's like we joke about like wild speculations on this program, you know, and we kind of do it tongue in cheek, but it amazes me. News organizations, it just doesn't matter. They go to a breaking story where they have no information on it. And yet they'll just sit there and poke away at it until information comes in. And then when they're wrong, there's like,
those thoughts do cross your mind, right?
Sure.
Because it was 7:15 in the morning. You're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Was he out late? You know, and he's coming off another back surgery, his fifth back surgery. So then you start to go, well, painkillers again. You know, I mean, you see where these things come from.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's different when you think them versus CNN, like.
Yeah, going on there and being like, yeah, I'm not surprised by this. I'm not surprised a guy rolled his car and almost died.
Going on there and talking about him.
And he did walk back those statements. He was like, yeah, I'm sorry for the way that came across. The way it came across, you'd be sorry that you're the sports anchor and that was your first take. I'm not shocked.
All right, coming up next, interesting choice for Tyler Shuck, 528. And here be Mike.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, I have a fun sports factoid of the day.
Okay.
You'd like?
I do like fun factoids.
Before we touch on Tyler Shuck.
We will not be touching Tyler Shuck, I promise you that.
We'll touch on him.
We leave that to Andrew Nemec.
Enjoyed that.
That guy deals in 17-year-old boys for a profession.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Being Nemec, texting boys.
He is so good at that, and he loves it. I can't think of a job that I would rather have less. I think I'd rather shovel manure than have to do
than
that.
Relate to young high school boys.
It would drive me insane. From the photo shoots, which I'm an old man, I can't understand it, but my favorite is breaking news any moment, I'm cutting my recruitment down to my top 17. Like, oh man,
totally.
Yeah,
I saw somebody the other day was saying, oh hey, got my top 11. And the Ducks are in it. It's like, what? I don't, what?
Hey, Duck fan, care. What's going to be my nickname when I get on campus? I think
as punishment for the next time you screw up here, they should make you cover recruiting for the Fan.
Oh, God.
And I'll take Nemec as a co-host, and you just go cover recruiting. Let's see how good you could do.
Yeah, something tells me that I would not be well liked on the recruiting circuit. You imagine if I was a recruit nowadays, I'd be the world's worst recruit. I hated being recruited back in the 90s.
Here's the factoid. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is straight from the This Ought to Go Well department. So Beijing, China is set to host the 2022 Winter Olympics.
Yes.
At this time next year.
Yeah. Japan's Olympics may just get flat out canceled again.
So in Beijing, so that at this time next year, they will be putting on the Winter Olympics.
Sure.
In Beijing. Do you care to guess today's temperature in Beijing, China?
Oh, man. Let's go with like, it can't be that bad. Give me like 59.
It was 78 degrees Beijing,
that's
China.
That's going to be problematic.
Well, I'm here for it. I want it.
Well, Sochi had a little bit of this, right? They had to bring in some fake snow because the Russian games.
That breaks the winter record in Beijing, the winter temperature record, by 10 degrees Fahrenheit.
So which is worse? Like if you're Japan and you get screwed over by coronavirus, you may have to cancel it. Or if you're Beijing and you host it, but you can't do anything because there's no snow and everything melts.
Which is worse?
Yeah. Just you don't get to do it at all, or you do try to do it, but you can't because it's 78 degrees and you're getting a tan.
It's a toss-up.
Whoops. Well, you didn't watch because, you know, you save your hot hockey takes for the Stanley Cup.
No, several people pointed it out to me, the Tahoe thing.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going with?
It was an amazing.
That was cool.
It was an amazing setup.
Yeah, I saw it.
Problem is, after the first period in Tahoe, well, turns out that sunny Tahoe, not great for ice. They had to delay it by, like, until the evening time. They just stopped the game.
So if you didn't see it, they put a hockey game out on Lake Tahoe.
Oh, it was gorgeous.
It was super cool. They did this on Sunday.
Yeah, but the ice melted.
Yeah.
So,
well, it wasn't 78 degrees.
No, it was not. And that's, but they still melted the ice. And they're like, yeah, we can't do that. And so they waited and they did it at night. But the first period when the ice was, well, it was melting. It was terrible conditions, but the backdrop of it was amazing. So beautiful.
I think that they should start to play hockey with full-on ice, you know, like they normally do.
Well, I would imagine it'd be slightly difficult to play without ice.
Or but with partial ice.
Then what I think they should do is they should let it melt over the course of a game and just see what happens. And then you have to adapt.
Injuries would happen.
As players.
Yeah, injuries, and then the puck would stop sliding. And
It would be awful.
Hey, figure it out.
Everyone's got to play on the same
conditions.
They do that with like bad fields, right? They're like, we all have to play.
Well, that's why guys bitch about golf courses. Shut up and play it. You're playing the same course that guy is. That would make hockey fun.
I don't think it would make it fun.
Guys like literally falling into the lake, breaking through the ice.
Hey guys, avoid center ice. Why? There's a big water hole there. We not going to be doing that. Now they do these outdoor series a lot of different places. You know, they play like in football stadiums. They've done a lot of these cool ones.
They can do that in Seattle. When they get the Kraken, is that next year?
Next year, the Kraken.
This year?
No, next year.
2022?
I think 2022 they start. So that would be what, September?
Well, that would be this fall, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it's this fall. I think.
Well, then that's 2021.
Yeah, that would be 2021. 2020,
well, 21, 22, right? Yeah.
Clear as mud.
I think they start, well, they got to finish this year and next hockey season, which is still this calendar year.
Which would be probably October if it starts normal time.
I do believe that the Kraken do start then.
All right. Well, there's your factoid of the day.
And I don't know if they'll have an outdoor rink in Seattle. I don't know where they're doing that, but I love the outdoor classes. They did one in the Michigan Big House.
Play on the Sound.
They've done it a lot of different places.
Let's do this. Get a hockey game out here on the Willamette. Bring the Kraken down here. Let's put one out there.
That would be a bit of a problem.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, we don't.
Floating out there.
We don't really get that cold
here. Slapping that puck around into that net. Tyler Shuck is headed to Texas Tech, former Oregon quarterback.
3 years to play. And the cool
part
is,
why does he have 3 years of eligibility?
Well, because this year doesn't count. Remember, this year was a no countsies. So he'll get 3 years. And the cool part is he's already graduated from Oregon. So
yeah, he graduated in 3 years.
3 years. And so I think he's actually said he's got 2 degrees from Oregon. And so now he's going to go and he's going to get his master's. So,
man, I'm always amazed at these athletes that graduate so fast. Or should I be amazed by that?
Well, the smart,
because it took me 5 years.
Yeah, the smart. Well, it took me 5 years too.
I feel like five is normal.
Well,
whereas these guys are going in three.
A lot of times with dumbasses or you know people like me that you know you're not going to the NFL early. That getting a master's wasn't a thing back then, so you didn't really cram your coursework in because you knew you were going to be there 5 years. And so you just spaced it out, and that's just kind of the way you do it. But now a lot of these kids, it's like they're on campus year round. They never go home. And so they take spring, they take summer, and they just kind of, you know, they work through these things. Although, you know, look, I don't know what he majored in, but there's a difference between being a chemical engineer and being a rec management major. So
yeah,
I don't know what he majored in.
I saw it, but I can't remember. But it wasn't like rec management.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he said that on an interview, Shuck said he had 100 calls from coaches within the first few days of announcing his transfer. He had calls from the SEC. He had calls from the Big Ten. But he chose the Red Raiders because they throw a ton.
Yeah.
And he wants to go to the NFL.
Well, and look.
Do they still have the air raid there?
Yeah, they still run the
air raid. Does Matt Wells do the air raid?
They still throw it around. I don't know if it's officially called the air raid, but they, you know, they do throw the ball a ton. What was I going to say? He won the job at Oregon. So, you know, this idea that he's a terrible quarterback, he won the job at Oregon. That's a pretty good school when you were the starting quarterback. So obviously there's something there. And I don't know what his, what his ceiling is. He certainly didn't look the part this year at Oregon, but let's also remember that he was playing under COVID rules where they didn't have an offseason. It was a brand new offense. You know, that's, you were kind of set up to fail there if you're Tyler Shuck. So I don't think you can necessarily put anything on him. There's lots of guys that have gone on to success after having some early season struggles. And he wasn't bad. He just, he certainly didn't light the world on fire at Oregon. How about that?
Did you know that when they hired Matt Wells, do you know who the other finalist for that job was at Texas Tech?
I do not.
It was Oregon defensive coordinator Jim Leavitt.
Really?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
So it says here on SB Nation.
Okay.
They do not run the air raid, but they do throw it a lot.
Yeah. Again, I don't know exactly what their offense is called, but, you know.
So that's what he wants. He wants to try to get to the NFL. And, you know, Matt Wells is the guy that, Jordan Love.
Yeah.
He had Jordan Love at Utah State.
Right until the Gare Bear ruined him.
Did he ruin him?
Yeah. Remember, that was when Gary Anderson came in and Jordan Love had the bad year.
I thought they were pretty good.
No. His junior year, he was...
Anderson,
he was
man.
Not good.
What is going on with that guy?
Jordan Love had a pretty good regression.
What a weird career.
Go Beavers! How about that?
Yeah, there's something going on there.
I
wish him all the best.
So anyway,
though.
Jordan or Tyler Shuck does get some NFL ratings. Like, I know that's weird to think about because he didn't, you know, you look at him and go, oh boy.
I know.
He didn't look like an NFL quarterback, but.
Well, there was even some, like, even after this season, there was some, like, Heisman, like, odds, and Shuck was on there. I think the idea was, you know.
Well, he played the Oregon quarterback.
The Oregon quarterback, and Oregon's supposed to be pretty good. I'm assuming that Oregon will be ranked pretty high. You know, USC, UW, and Oregon will all be right there. So I think there was the idea that, you know, that he was going to come back and have a much better season. But obviously he thought that he wasn't going to win that job. I don't know what the coaches told him. Maybe they were honest with him. Maybe he just didn't have the, a good feeling, whether that's Anthony Brown or Ty Thompson or Robbie Ashford. It's a crowded room. And this is the part I've seen a lot of Pac-12 coaches, you know, and they take shots. I think Jimmy Lake was the last one to talk about it. But we all take shots at these kids for transferring. And it's the biggest load of crap. You know, there's one position. Right. There's one quarterback. And look, I don't blame kids for not wanting to sit on their ass and not play. Right. And everyone's going to point to Mac Jones. Right. Oh, great. The guy sat at Alabama in 1 year and now he's a first round NFL pick. Great. That's one. Or Matt Castle, who didn't play at all at USC. And he went on and had a decent NFL career and still got drafted. OK, do you want to be Matt Castle and never take a snap at USC? That guy never played. Okay, I'm glad it worked out for him in the NFL. I'd still like to play in college. You just can't fault these kids, especially quarterbacks, because we don't fault coaches. We don't fault a coach for leaving a program to go to a better situation.
Well,
but we love to bag players.
The other thing about that is you don't really know the makeup of the kid. You can't just lump them all in together, right?
No.
Like sometimes there are kids that, you know, the Chris Petersons of the world or Jimmy Lakes or whomever have a point sometimes when you've got kids who just jump at the first sign of adversity. That's fair, but it doesn't apply to all kids.
Oh.
In my opinion, Tyler Shuck was a I think you could see this coming from a long ways away because he just didn't look that good over the course of the season, and he got worse, and they clearly did not have much confidence in him. And then you read about these five-star, you know, recruits coming in. You're like, dude, that guy is not going to play. He's going to get buried on the depth chart. So why wouldn't you leave? Why wouldn't you go sling it around at Texas Tech?
Sure.
It's still, you know, it's the high-flying Big 12 offenses. You can probably start right away. You got a way better chance to play there than Oregon. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Right? So Shuck is not one of these guys that's like, oh, adversity, I'm out of here. You know, but there are those cases, and I do understand that side of it. And there are plenty of examples of guys who probably should have stuck it out, or guys who did stick it out that ended up being rewarded.
Well, who's the
in this instance, though, Shuck, I don't even think he plays if he's backup.
Yeah.
And Ty Thompson or whomever wins the job gets hurt. I don't even know if he's the second string next year.
It might be Anthony Brown and Ty Thompson.
And he's not
else.
Stupid. He knows that. Plus, he knows he's got some NFL potential. So why not go somewhere where you can sling it around a bunch?
Sure. Well, I played three positions. I could be either guard or center. So again, it's a little bit different when you're an O lineman or if you're a receiver, there's multiple positions and you rotate. But if you told me that, you know, I could go somewhere like my university, if they told me after my first or second year, hey, we're bringing in guys and we're not making any sort of promises, but look, let's be honest, there's a real good chance you're going to sit for the next 3 years. Or I could go somewhere else and have a real good chance of starting. Why would I sit on the bench? You only have so many opportunities to play. And I just think that we need, it drives me crazy when coaches take the sanctimonious, you know, these kids nowadays, when those coaches are the first people to bail at the sign of trouble or when a better job comes along.
All right, we're going to push Russell Wilson talk to tomorrow. I have mitochondria news coming up next. When's the last time you read about or thought about mitochondria?
DNA?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, mitochondria.
Excited. I know. I'm very excited about it.
Like
hot science
class.
Hot science talk.
5:47 now on the Fam.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
I mentioned this, but we were doing our little read there. Yeah, I guess a couple years ago when Tatis was a minor leaguer, he wanted some cash to like hire a personal trainer and eat better, and he wanted a better apartment. So there's a company that basically acts as a stock market. They'll loan prospects money based on what they think of those prospects. They use an algorithm, and so the better you are, you can take out more money. So it sounds like he took out an $800,000 loan, right? And then if you never make the big leagues, you don't pay a thing, right? If you stay in the minor leagues, it's nothing. But if you go to the major leagues, you have to pay a percentage of your contract. And so Tatis, who took out that $800,000 loan, just signed one of the largest deals in baseball history. So that $800,000 loan that he took out, it sounds like he's going to end up having to pay $34 million for that $800,000 loan.
You're kidding.
No.
They take
a percentage of his contract.
That ought to be illegal.
Yeah. Well, and it's a
Jesus.
The company has come under some scrutiny, and like Major League Baseball and like the Players Association and the whatever, like their agents have got together and say that they don't endorse this, and
nor should they.
Yeah, the founder said it's just like playing the stock market, right? He goes, we have to invest, and if the kid never makes it to the bigs, we don't make a dime. And he goes, no one's forcing him to do it, but. Yeah, it's
this sounds predatory though.
This is the and that's there was I was reading an article there was a player that tried to do that. That tried to say that it was illegal and try to get out of it, and it didn't work. But yeah, they get a percentage of it. And so, you know, there's been a lot of people that are talking about this. You know, Tatis is going to pay 37% of his federal taxes, 13.3% to California, and you know, and then you slice off another 10% to this this company.
Jesus.
He'll be paying a lot of money. That $344 million, that's a lot of money either way, but he ain't going to get $344 million.
That's crazy.
Yeah, 800 grand, and he's got to pay back $34 million.
Somebody said his dad's loaded.
Yeah.
His dad played.
His dad played for 15, 16 years.
You never know what his dad did with his money.
No.
How much do you think Fernando Tatis Sr. made?
Or do they have a good relationship?
Don't know that either.
That could be
the article.
Part of it.
The article I read said that he wanted to get a house in the offseason that was closer to his dad for whatever that's worth. But I don't know. It just said in the article I read that he wanted a loan so that he could hire a personal trainer, a chef to eat a better diet, and he wanted a nicer place closer to his dad. And look, you're a minor leaguer, and he was always well thought of, obviously, because they gave him the biggest loan. This is the largest loan this company, is BLA is the name of it.
He knew he was going to the bigs.
But man, 800 grand and you got to pay back $34 million.
Mr. Tatis, the old man Tatis.
Yeah.
Career earnings, go.
When was the last year he played?
2010.
Okay, so he was still in big money territory. $45 million.
Mike?
I'll say 38.
$17.8 million.
Okay.
He made.
It's really hard to gauge those numbers now that we see the salaries how they are. I know it's going to be lower than I think, but it can't be that low, right? It is.
The most he ever made was 6.5 in a year.
And so again, who knows what he did with it or if it was there, but man, you got to, 18 or 19 year old Tatis, you 800 grand and 34 million. It just doesn't seem right.
That doesn't add up. It just doesn't.
And the Players Association criticizes the system, which it considers unfair since it is not representative of the minor league player salaries. It feels that its hands are tied. There's nothing they can do about it, but they have sent out warnings to the minor league players to not do this.
I would imagine there are agencies that would give him that loan.
Yeah,
for far less than that, you know? I mean, like,
because it's not a percentage of you're not paying a VIG on it. It's a percentage of your contract.
Yeah, I mean, why would you ever do that when maybe there's an agency that's like, hey, just call your agent.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have an agent when he's in the minors?
I would assume.
Hey, man. Need a little float.
Well, and I guess the idea is that if you go belly up and you don't make the bigs, you don't have to pay it back on like a regular loan.
Yeah, but that wasn't happening with him and everybody knew it.
Yeah.
He knew that.
Yeah.
So maybe he just thought he was going to make so much money he didn't even care what it costs.
I don't know.
And who knows? Who knows? We don't know the details of it, but that just sounds predatory. It sounds like my first thought is you got a guy from another country. Although, he's from Dominican, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Grew up there. I think dad's back there. I want to say, I don't know that he grew up in the States.
The house that he wanted to buy close to his dad was not in the United States.
Yeah. So, I mean, how familiar is he with our,
I don't know.
Our banking ways.
It's just, it's not good. It's not good. Yeah. They're in Juan Dolio.
Did you see the JJ Watt social media bit today?
I've seen a couple things on JJ Watt where he's had some fun with this.
So he tweeted, mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yes.
Which
factual statement.
Yeah. I guess. Sure. Yeah, it is. Of course. Who doesn't know that?
Oh, yeah.
So fans began trying to decode that. Like, why would he tweet that? Like, that's so weird.
Well, again, this is we going back to the Britney Spears podcast thing. Anytime someone tweets something out, we now have to dig into the hitting meaning of it.
Well, yes, we do. Because he's a free agent and a lot of teams are waiting to hear if he'll sign with them. And it's like, what does that mean? Like, why is a football player tweeting about mitochondria?
Is it possible that he's just doing it to screw with everybody?
Yes, that's probably most likely. But fans started to try to decode it, and they found that it means he's signing with the Buffalo Bills.
And why is that?
Because mitochondria has the same number of letters as Buffalo Bills.
Oh, my God.
And the Mitochondria Research Center is in Buffalo.
What?
So there you go.
Okay.
What if he actually signs with the Bills? Maybe they figured it out.
Maybe that was the bit.
So he's now going to the Buffalo Bills.
According to social media.
Boy. Social freaking media.
Well, I mean, I think they're just joking, right, Jason?
But I don't know, man.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
There's people that... Again, if that Britney Spears documentary taught me anything, it's there's people that are way, way too obsessive over everything. LeBron does this, right? LeBron sends out these weird cryptic tweets.
Oh, yeah, he loves it.
And then everyone has to go digging through.
He loves it.
Can I say that?
It's like when he goes down, when LeBron goes down on the court, he always tries to make you think he's really hurt.
Yes.
He loves that.
Yeah. And I like J.J. Watt. By all accounts, J.J. Watt is everything you could want in a star. But, and I hope this wasn't the case. Can I just say that cryptic, like, Ooh, I think that's one of the douchiest things you can do as a celebrity.
I'm going to send out some cryptics tonight.
I don't think that you are.
I am.
When's the last time you tweeted?
I don't know. You can look it up, can't you?
Yeah.
Hello?
I mean.
Anyone listening to me?
Would you want me to look that up for you?
I'm looking it up. Relax. You last tweeted. Your last actual tweet was on Christmas.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Christmas and then tweet. You retweeted something.
Yeah, today.
3 days ago. Oh, that was today?
No, it was today. It's the Oregon, name the Oregon golf course.
Gotcha. Before we'll Christmas, be it was November 17th. And then June 10th. So you're averaging like 5 tweets a year right now.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
That's great. Hey, less is more.
Yeah. And by the way, someone's asking what the VIG is. It's the interest. You know, the VIG? It's a loan.
Yeah, like, yeah. Come on. Hey.
It's the loan shark. Everybody the VIG knows on the VIG. It is three bills. Hey!
You actually made exactly 5 tweets last year.
Really?
Yep.
That's it, huh?
January 1st.
Well, I was preoccupied.
On Justin Herbert.
COVID.
April 3rd on you and Sue enjoying the shows together during COVID.
Yeah. I meant that.
Watch 13th on Netflix on June 10th.
Meant that too.
Blazers note on the 17th of November. And then Merry Christmas tweet on the on Christmas.
Read my Merry Christmas tweet.
So I want to.
All any child needs is love, discipline, education, and a complete set of Lover Boy CDs. Merry Christmas.
I liked that one.
Kudos to you. So when the company said that we all have to engage more in social media, you really took that to heart, didn't you?
You know what? They're lucky I don't delete it.
Isacrop, ladies and gentlemen. Isacrop.
That's my philosophy on it. I can't stand social media, and I don't use it a lot.
No.
I'm sorry. That's just the way my life is going to be. I'm sorry if they don't like that. Maybe they'll fire me over it. I don't know.
I don't think it's possible. I don't think that's the case.
It's possible.
Well, they haven't fired you yet.
Not yet. But, hey, my contract's coming up. They'll probably put something in there about it.
If you have to have a mandatory tweet amount.
Tweet a day. I'll circumvent the S out of that.
I want nothing more than you to Marshawn Lynch tweet. I'm just tweeting so I don't get fined.
You tweet the alphabet, 26 days done.
Or I...
A, next day. B.
I tweet morning world. Hashtag
well, that's what,
life.
That's what Kim Kardashian does, right?
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Let's get
Murano
on.
Life.
I parked next to a Murano today, and I was going to take a photo next to it, but I kind of got spooked because there was a person. I didn't realize there was a person sitting in it, and then I was probably creeping them out greatly. But I almost had my first Murano life, and it was an orange Murano.
Or they're used to it because they're in a Murano, and
that's true.
Everybody's like, oh, my God.
It's like
Murano.
Well, it was a lady, too. And, right, it was like I
she
just.
She knows.
I just felt
you
that
didn't want another bank scenario.
No, the last thing that lady needs is me leaning against her car in the parking lot and then like taking a selfie where I'm like, don't mind me. I'm just photographing you. That's how I get the cops called on.
Let me just make sure I get your license plate number and okay, have a good night.
Like, I swear I was just trying to photograph your Murano.
All right. Club 1080 is next. El Chapo's wife arrested and fun with audio on the fan.